see trees of green, red roses too.
This is Ed Owen, editor of Global Business News, and your host today on Global Radio Talk Show. Allow me to speak with you about a new report issued by PwC, that's PricewaterhouseCoopers, through their Saratoga consultancy. It's called The New Vision for Growth, Key Trends in Human Capital 2014. Here's what they say. Today, the story is very different. The regions hit hardest by the changing economies are accelerating out of recession, and organizations are focused again on growth. But the recovery has brought with it some familiar problems: low employment engagement, wage inflation in some markets, and most importantly, skills shortages. Many business leaders will say they've walked this road before, that the race to recruit as the recovery takes hold is what organizations need to do. But this recovery is unlike any other. The rules have changed. That means that you need to think again about what you think you know, about the behavior of organizations during a recovery, about the nature of emerging markets, about workforce management, and the role played by diversity and trust, even about the impact of HR itself. It means thinking carefully, not just about the immediate future, but about the fundamental question of where the world of work is heading and what that means for organizations and for HR. PwC has published a report called The Future of Work, A Journey to 2022. Well, the world's changed and continues to change, and that means that the same arguments and approaches no longer apply. The organizations that will stand out from the crowd in the next few years will be those that coax every drop of value from their investment in human capital. That means accepting a new truth, thinking far more carefully about where your people will come from, what they'll do, and how they'll contribute to performance. It means making full use of the growing arsenal of tools and information that's available to HR. And it means HR finally demonstrating that it can bring valuable insight to the table. So this sixth edition of Global Trends in Human Capital by PwC is asking us to think again, to break the habit of the familiar, and in doing so, to set your organization apart from the crowd. So let's talk about the recovery, the economic recovery. As developed countries emerge from recession, organizations are following a habitual pattern. When growth returns, they rush to recruit. The PwC Saratoga study confirms that external recruitment rates are already rising sharply. The competition for talent is increasing. We could all sit back and watch another talent war unfold, or we could choose another path, smarter growth. This means taking a more strategic approach to recruitment while maximizing productivity among existing staff. Do more with the same, then more with more to maximize the return on investment in human capital. But now let's think again about emerging markets, because it's different. The temptation for years has been for multinational organizations to think about emerging markets as a single group to which a collective workforce strategy can be applied. But the reality is that not all emerging markets have the same workforce concerns. Demographic forces and the need to find new ways of competing as the wage gap between developed and emerging markets narrows. Now, this is creating contrasting priorities. A workforce strategy that works in Asia won't necessarily work in Africa. Knowledge in the form of analytics will be power. Let's talk about diversity. What does that mean now? Demographic changes mean that workforce diversity will become a necessity rather than an objective. It's widely accepted that diversity brings value, but there's a vast difference between being a diverse organization and making diversity work. The real value of diversity goes far beyond accessing greater talent supply. It comes from harnessing a wider range of perspectives. That means thinking beyond gender, beyond age, beyond ethnic origin, and opening the corporate mind to new ideas. So now let's talk about employers and employee and the nature of trust. CEOs agree that trust between employer and employee is critical in building workforce value. Rebuilding trust has been a priority in recent years and continues right now today. The real value of trust comes when it encourages greater innovation, where ideas can be tested without fear of failure. What we understand as trust, though, is changing. Portfolio careers, our greater flexibility at work, and our newfound ability to access everything we need to know and everything that others know about organizations through social media has certainly changed. Today, it's all about transparency. You can't build trust without being transparent. HR brings value to the business. HR professionals are adapting to the new world of work as strategic workforce planning becomes a critical differentiator. HR models are beginning to evolve, placing far more emphasis on technology to improve networks and data, and focusing on HR as a consulting function. Leading HR is based on three elements put into this report: innovation in the operating model, analytics capability that brings real value to the business, and technology to support reliable data. Data analytics is a new phenomenon for many HR functions and the necessary capability. HR must take ownership of its data before others in the organization do. So let's learn about lessons of the downturn, the recent recession. As developed economies emerge from recession, the human capital decisions being made by businesses will separate the best from the rest. Many organizations will have lived through a downturn before and will do what they've done before when the recovery arrives: recruit to grow. But there's a better way. The organizations that outperform the competitors will be those that transition from doing the same with less in the recession to doing more with the same. To do that, you got to break a habit. So what happens during a downturn? Employers tend to display a predictable pattern of behavior. During an economic downturn, they cut back on investment and training. They reduce headcount. They freeze recruitment. They restrict pay awards. The decisions taken by employers to counteract the economic conditions have been necessary, but could take their toll in the workplace. Because promotions are harder to come by, people delay moving jobs or retiring, and a general malaise sets in around employee engagement. So, what can be done? Let's look at what happens during a recovery briefly. Organizations once again follow a pattern. Typically, once the first signs of growth appear, they race to recruit to fill the posts they need to meet rising demand and strengthen the depleted succession pipeline. But also, because their competitors are recruiting and they don't want to be left behind. So it's a race for talent. At the same time, disaffected employees start to leave. In the U.S., the PwC data shows that the exit rate for high performers increased by 13.6% during 2012. It's almost three times higher than voluntary turnover. High potential employees are also on the move. Resignations in this group in the U.S. increased from 2.4% in 2011 to 4.4% in 2013. This creates two problems for organizations, according to PwC. The exodus of high performance makes it harder to refill already depleted succession pipelines, and it places even greater pressure on recruitment. PwC data shows that external recruitment rose from 11.5% to 13.7%. in the U.S. in 2013. This indicates that organizations are filling positions with outside candidates rather than internal talent in an attempt to keep up with employee turnover. The results are very familiar. A talent bloodbath. According to this report, 63% of CEOs in the survey are now worried about the availability of skills because people have moved on or they get disaffected. So that's interesting notes from the PwC report, and I wanted to share some of this with you. As we get into our broadcast over the next 30 days, we'll be talking with senior level HR people and CEOs, heads of functions such as marketing and talent, and we're going to learn their approaches. This is Ed Cohen, editor of Global Business News. Thanks for listening to Global Radio Talk Show. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself. What a wonderful world.